We often get the question, how do you fit the practice into your daily life? And the question should be, how do you fit daily life into the practice? In other words, you want your practice to be the container, the framework for your day. And then the events that you engage in with other people, with your tasks, should be embedded in the framework of the practice. And one of the issues that comes up, of course, is how much to talk. John Fu made a lot of this point. He said, if you ask yourself before you say anything, is this necessary? It's like those old signs they used to have back in World War II. They put them on trains. They wanted people not to travel too much. So the question on the sign was always, is this trip necessary? So you ask yourself before you open your mouth, are these words necessary? And you find that just asking that question cuts down a lot on your speech. When you're working with other people and it is necessary, there's no problem with talking. But the problem is that once your mouth gets engaged, it gets really hard to turn it off. And the speech that we use as social grease sometimes gets like the grease in a car. You put too much on and everything stops, comes up the works. So moderation and concentration, as the Buddha called it, is an important part of creating the right environment in your practice and fitting your words into the practice. Because your habits of outside speech get carried into the mind. If anything that pops in your mind just goes out your mouth, then anything that pops in your mind suddenly takes over the mind, which is why it's hard to get the mind to settle down. But if you can simplify the clutter in your speech, the way that you would declutter your house, where you find that you declutter your meditation. When the meditation is decluttered, then you can settle down in peace and get some strength from the practice. Because all the words going through your mind, they eat up your energy. So use as little energy as possible. Maximize your concentration. That's one of the ways in which the practice takes priority. And it becomes the context for whatever else you do in life. To practice properly, we have to change a lot of our habits. Look at them from the point of view of the question, does this lead to more suffering or does it lead to less suffering? If it's not leading to less suffering, it's leading to more. And be very careful about how you dole out your words. After all, they say silence is golden. So if you're going to break silence, your words have to be worth more than that.